Scott Mills is here to adjudicate and look over the proceedings as we kick one of the last three contestants off. Laura's here to find out exactly who she won't be going to Paris with this weekend. And we're going to build up the hopes of two of our contestants. Gareth, how you feeling?
All right.
Nervous?
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
Wouldn't be like you to be nervous. Deep down, you think you've won.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. No, you're just trying to sabotage now.
You've been the Will Young of One Night with Laura. Very
down.
What I mean by this is you've been consistent. Every week, every day, you put in a good performance. I think.
Been myself, you see, Colin. That's what it is.
I don't know about that. We'll find out if you win. Ben,
hi.
Where's the accordion, mate?
Haven't got it with me. It's sit back in the hotel. Having a bit of a rest.
Okay. Do you have problems getting it on planes? Do you take it as hand luggage?
I've not really flown anywhere with it, but I suppose if I did, I'd have to take it on board because it might dent it in the hold and lose a couple of reeds or something.
How do you feel about that, Laura?
Don't know much about them myself.
Shep,
you can learn.
No.
Not everyone. You know, there's been a few people in Northern Ireland wrongly accused.
There is, definitely.
Found innocent.
I'm indeed.
Do you think that's going to help you in the vote front, a lot of guilty people?
Hopefully, but I think maybe the damage has been done towards at the beginning of the week, and maybe it's going to come out today, turn it around a bit, but we'll soon see when the votes come out.
Okay. And with our accent, you do sound guilty. Right, I'll pass over to Scott Mills.
Right, okay, we have travelled the country to try and find Laura's Mr. Right, because let's face it, she couldn't do it herself. So we launched a nationwide search to try and find a new boyfriend for Laura. We called it One Night with Laura, and in front of me are the three most eligible bachelors in the UK. Thousands and thousands of votes so far online and on text. The voting is now suspended. Only one of you can be Laura's new boyfriend. And right now, the person with the lowest number of votes will be going home. The other two will stay on and go head-to-head with each other on my show at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And only one of them will win the trip to Paris and become Laura's new man. Are you ready?
Gareth.
Yes.
Could be you. Ben. Could be you. Shep.
Colin.
Could be you too, because there's three of you.
Okay, I'm now going to reveal the person with the lowest number of votes.
Look at the look on their faces, genius.
This is the person that's going home right now. Ben.
Whoa.
It's been real, guys.
So, Ben.
How you feeling, Ben?
Oh, I'm gutted, Laura. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Give him a hug.
Oh, not that! What? He lost! Well, that means it's going to be Shep or it's going to be Gareth. The voting is opened again, so if you want Shep to win, innocent Shep, it's vote Shep to 81199. He's been consistent the whole way through. Vote Gareth to 81.
But vote for Shep on 81. Shep from Northern Ireland. I'm an innocent man. I'm at this program this morning.
We are a legitimate political party. Okay, Ben, how do you feel then? Obviously.
I'm disappointed. I'm surprised I got this far, really. But it's been great.
Has it really been a journey for you?
In more ways than one. Yes.
An experience.
Oh, yes.
That you won't forget.
I think it's an accordion moment now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wish you bought it, you know?
Yeah, that would be good,
Well, no need to. Have a listen to this, Ben. Here's your best bits.
Well, when I first saw Laura, our eyes met over a crowded internet webpage.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace.
So I took the option, take the simple option, fill in a form on the internet, get picked out from 20,000 people, and audition in front of her dad and two radio DJs.
You're the only one who really knew me at all.
Hi, Ben.
Good evening.
Welcome to the auditions.
Thank you.
How can you just walk away from me?
I suppose you could say I'm a little bit unconventional. How many people play the accordion? Not very many, but that's not just what I'm all about.
It's all about you.
yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes from me.
Yes, go on. It's fine. It's lovely.
Brilliant. Ben, you're
fine. Yeah, you're brilliant. Thank you very much. Take a look at me
now, 'cause there's just an empty space. Well, I'm not in it for the fame, the glory, the power, the money. I'm just in it for love and romance.
I wouldn't go in there for 10 minutes or so.
You're okay with a girl who stinks out the toilets, yeah?
I do myself, you know. We'll be fighting it out.
How many girlfriends have you had?
Two or three, depending on your definition, but definitely two, possibly three. It's something you've got to this stage in your life, and you look forward and you say, well, what's it going to be like if I don't win? I wish I could just make you turn around.
These are patriotic, and if you play the national anthem, it'll stand up.
And is that true, what he said?
It is, I don't...
He is actually standing up. So you don't mind a girl who burps, drinks in the morning, is really needy for children, smelly-arsed... You're fine with all that, are you?
I think most women are just like that anyway. They just try and hide it. They just hide it a bit more.
Oh, I think you might have just lost the female vote.
Just something I've got to try my best, something I've just got to do.
Ever since I was a child, I've always wanted to play the accordion really badly, and now I can play the accordion really badly, so...
Are you going to play the chord after my name as well, or have you given up on that? There we go, lovely, yeah.
I think the worst thing would be going into work on the Monday morning and they go, what are you doing here? Take a look
at me now. I don't need a lie detector test. Just look in my eyes and you'll see everything I'm saying is true. Laura, it's all about you.
Leaving one night with Laura. Give it up, please, for Ben. Well done. Two left. Who's it going to be? It's up to you. One night with Laura.
One night with Laura. Only on Radio 1.